This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums, and with me on the phone, not from his office, but from his phone on the road, is Michael Tilley, the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers news, politics, and much more for the Fort Smith region. Michael, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Kyle?
Very well. You just got too hot along the Arkansas River and you had to get out of town?
Yes, we're heading to, my oldest daughter and I are heading to Florida to see the final, hopefully to see the final shuttle launch. Weather is making it a little iffy, but we'll go anyway. We're going to chance it.
I think that's a fantastic trip and one you'll probably both remember for the rest of your lives.
Well, we hope so. And if my memory fades, we're taking pictures along the way to remind me later as I get older, I guess.
Will we see some of those pictures on thecitywire.com?
Well, yes, we should. I hope so.
Okay. All right.
That's the plan anyway.
Okay. A little closer to home, I wanted to ask you about the City of Fort Smith and the City Advertising and Promotion Commission, the A&P Commission, coming to at least a temporary agreement about the Civic Center because we still don't know where that 1% food tax is going to go.
Right, and we may not know for a while, although the petitions are due tomorrow, so we'll, and then maybe a decision after that, but the City of Fort Smith and the A&P Commission did agree to a temporary lease agreement. The city will pay them up to A&P up to $61,000 a month to manage the center, and this agreement runs until there's a solution or an answer, whatever the case may be, on the 1%, and or November 30th, whichever comes first.
The story that keeps on going.
Frankie Hamilton, the previous manager, had set her retirement, you know, for July 1st, with everyone assuming that by that time, the 1% prepared food tax issue would have been resolved. But as we've said before, that issue is the gift that keeps on giving.
Plans continue with a new hotel in the region.
Right. The Phoenix Expo, I don't know if a lot of your listeners may not remember it. The old Phoenix Village Mall, it was becoming an eyesore, just really a rundown piece of property. And sitting on about 35 acres, too, there in south part of Fort Smith. Well, Lance Beatty and Fort Smith Redevelopment Partners took that property and 2009 began to renovate it. They have a Phoenix Expo and Convention Center there now, and it by early 2013 could be home also to about a 90-room hotel, and they're calling it the first phase of the hotel development. They had originally planned for a 275 to 300-room hotel, which would have made it the largest hotel in the city, but they phased that back to just do a first phase, see how it goes, and I'm assuming with plans to build it out later, but it'll be quite a complex, and it's already very, very busy. It's they've put a lot of money, a little over $8.5 million, probably more than that, to renovate that property. So it's just nice to see that part of town. There's somewhat of a resurgence, make your own clever pun with the name Phoenix, but there is a resurgence in that area, and it's nice to see.
And demolition doesn't come cheap. It's going to be about $500,000 to knock the rest of the stuff down.
Right. Who would have thought that's a chunk of money just to tear something down. But anyway.
Okay, you had some alphabet soup for a headline. AT&T uses CNG from AOG.
Yeah, don't you know what that means, Kyle?
Well, about a third of the way through, I start losing my footing.
AT&T, obviously the big phone company, they are adding about 15,000 alternative fuel vehicles to their fleet. And CNG, compressed natural gas, is part of that. I think that's roughly 8,000 vehicles. Three of those vehicles made it to Fort Smith recently, and they're using the public CNG facility, that Arkansas-Oklahoma Gas, which is the AOG part of that. AOG set up this public facility earlier this year. It was the first, when it was open, it was the first public CNG facility in the state of Arkansas. And there are others now that are open. But it's somewhat of a sign in recent cycles, Kyle, when people would talk about using compressed natural gas instead of gas, it was just a lot of talk. This is the first time in several of these cycles since 1982 that there's somewhat traction. Now, three vehicles is not a lot, but it's a start, and it's more than they've ever seen. And they're seeing several private vehicles come through there also, and the local Chevy dealership and I think a few other dealerships. They've trained their technicians to convert these vehicles to CNG. So it's just a sign. It's an early sign, but it'll be interesting to see if this the CNG trend catches on.
And Segways don't run on compressed natural gas, do they?
No, not any I've seen.
But there will be six new Segways for the Fort Smith Police Department.
Correct, and they're using drug task force funds or something like that. You know, it's whatever they get from seizures. They'll be using those funds to buy those. And you've seen them around town, but I think it's primarily for some of their downtown work.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even in some for community the community resource officers that are at schools and the parking meter folks. So it'll be interesting to see that. They look. I've never driven. I don't know if you do. You drive a Segway or ride a Segway? I don't know.
Well,
what you do, but
you're in control. So I guess you'd be more driving than riding, or hopefully you're in control.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's the idea.
Well, you're hopefully, if the weather holds out in Florida, going to see something much cooler than a Segway. The final shuttle launch has this been something that you've been interested in for a long time?
I am a geek for space. You know, when all of my friends were working on cars and, you know, souping up their cars, I was, you know, building model rockets and flying model rockets and that kind of thing, and had the opportunity to attend the first space camp ever back in the early 80s. But I'm now headed, like I said earlier, headed to Cape Canaveral. We have some friends of the family live there, and they're going to let us stay with them in their condo and watch the shuttle launch from 2 or 3 miles away. And looking forward to it. We don't have to fight. At least we don't have to fight the crowds. They're estimating anywhere from a million and a million and a half people to be packed in this little area to watch this final launch.
Well, I hope the weather holds out and you get to see it, and I look forward to talking to you next week.
Right, and we'll have some pictures and video of the launch up on the CityWire either Friday or later this weekend, whenever they get that sucker off the ground.
All right, and that's at the CityWire.
And that's a technical term, too, Kyle, get that sucker off the ground.
That's the official NASA terminology right there.
I'm almost certain that it is.
Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of the CityWire.com that covers politics, business, culture, and shuttle launches. Michael, have a great trip.
All right, thank you.